Alright, my name is Jacob Sheets, doing an oral history interview for Holly Bain, who currently lives in Williamsburg, Virginia. We'll start off asking, Holly, where are you from originally?
I now live in Williamsburg, Virginia, but I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Alright. Richmond, Virginia. How old were you when you moved away from there?
18.
Okay.
So I've lived away from there.
In your childhood, growing up with your friends, family, were books prevalent? Did you read a lot of books growing up, or did your parents or your siblings or anyone?
Yes, books were very prevalent in our household. Growing up, we had bookshelves and bookshelves full of books. I read a lot as a teenager. I spent most of my free time from school and even on the weekends reading, more than going out with friends and stuff on the weekends. My mom is still the very, very avid reader. She goes to the library about once every 3 weeks with a bag full of books. She reads 1 to 2 books a week. So books have always been a big part of our lives.
Okay, and what kinds of books were you particularly interested in when you were a teenager? Or even now?
Horror, like Stephen King, anything like that. Also, when I was very small, I liked series books like B.C. Andrews' Flowers in the Attic series. Now, I read series like Vampire series, Real Life, or True Crime books now.
Okay.
I read a little bit of everything.
Do you think that the type of books you read led you to want to shop in bookstores, or did you go to bookstores that often as a child?
To bookstores as a child. They didn't really have the type of bookstores that they have now as a child. We went to the library a lot, checked out a lot of books in our libraries. But... see, I'm trying to think. I think I'd go to the bookstores for more true life crime and things like that. They have more of a variety, plus magazines as well. That's
okay. So you would go just for fun to see magazines and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said, you told me previously that there is a certain bookstore in Williamsburg or near there that you went to or go to now. What bookstore was that?
Books a Million in Williamsburg.
All right. When did you start going there? When did you move to Williamsburg? Did you start going immediately, or was it later on? Or
it was once I I moved to the Williamsburg area when I was 18, so I didn't really start going to the bookstores until I was in my mid-20s. And Books a Million, and I also went to the college bookstore, William & Mary. That's about the closest ones I could think of and the biggest ones. They were just becoming popular about that time, bookstores.
Those in particular or just in general?
I think Books a Million was first around here, along with the college bookstore, because you could buy all the William & Mary, you know, souvenirs and things like that, but Books a Million was the first around here. Books only.
That's why you started going there, because it was
mm-hmm.
really the only one around.
Yeah, and they were just becoming popular.
Okay. So how was the atmosphere in there? Like, did it seem very cozy, friendly? Employees seemed to like what they were doing, or how was it?
The employees were always very helpful, and they'd ask you, you know, what kind of books you liked, and they'd give their own recommendations of things that they'd heard about or that they'd already read. They were always very enthusiastic, and the coziness, they did have a coffee area. Back then it was called Joe's Coffee, something like that, not like Starbucks today. But they had their reading areas where you could have quiet and away from other people.
Was it seem to be those areas you can read, was it very open, or was it just a small little space where you could kind of just hide away and read?
Where the coffee was served was more away from everything, but like where the magazines were, where I liked to go a lot of times, was kind of a group thing. You kind of sat like a bench, little benches in front of all the magazines, and everybody kind of sat and read like that, periodicals and magazines. And so.
Okay. And the book, was the store very organized? Was it very, like, rows of books, or was it just books everywhere, piles of books, or how was it?
They were all in their own sections, like True Life or textbooks and horror or cookbooks by interest. Most of it was by interest.
Okay. And why did you keep going? What made you stick with this bookstore in particular over other ones that had been built previous or after that?
It was the closest bookstore. And I just liked the people. It was you kind of saw the same people, same employees going in and out of there, people in the coffee area especially. And it was closest to home for me because I lived a little bit outside of Williamsburg part of that time.
Okay. And would you go there and sit and read, or did you just go to browse, you know, and buy something and then leave? Or was it more of something where you would sit down and read a book, put it back, and then leave?
No, one of the reasons I'd go is once I had a child, I'd go and take him because they had such a nice children's area. And we both would go in when I could get him to sit still long enough to, I'd get the book that I would like to look through, and we'd get books he could read. We'll look through picture books at first and then reading, and then they have a story time and things like that. So we try to frequent it as much as possible, time, you know, allowing. So that's one. And
okay.
It was small. It wasn't like the big stores that you see now. It was not quaint, but more comforting, I guess.
So you would say he's probably a big reason that you kept going back to that particular store because of the activities and things and just looking at pictures, I guess.
Yeah, activities, and it was, I'm trying to think of the word, it wasn't cozy. It was just, you felt safer in there. You didn't feel lost. You could find your way around there easily. And the convenience was part of it, too, and my son really enjoyed it. That was probably the main thing, is that my son really liked going there.
Okay. And did you and your son ever try out any other bookstores, ever visit other ones, and maybe they just didn't work out, or...
Well, I did take
like
him
that.
To Barnes & Noble. They had some good story times, and they had a nice children's section as well. It was too far away, and I just didn't – it was just too big. To me, I felt like I got kind of lost in there because you could have certain books in different areas. You had to be more specific about what you exactly were looking for. And there was just – there was too much area for him to be in as well, too much for him
right.
to get away from me.
Definitely. So do you still go there now? I mean, I'm not sure if your son still lives with you, but do you still go there now, or does your son go there?
To Books A Million?
Correct, Books A Million.
Books A Million is closed, unfortunately. It closed not too long ago. The size, it wasn't as big as Barnes & Noble. And it just, I guess it couldn't compete, unfortunately.
I see. So, do you go to any bookstores besides that?
Not really. I mean, I've been to Barnes & Noble, but I don't.
Not frequently like you used to at Books A Million?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, do you think since that Books A Million closed, is that going to change you for the rest of your life? As in, like, you won't ever want to go to bookstores again because that one was comforting to you, or do you think it'll start to go to other bookstores?
Because of where I live right now, and the ones that I could go to are just too far away. So for me to go down there by myself, to me, wouldn't be worth the drive. I know it's terrible to say, but my son no longer goes with me. So it wouldn't be a mom and son day out like it used to be. So, yeah, it'll change my life forever. Unless I have a grandchild or something that wants to go to a bookstore someday. But, no, I don't feel that I would go.
And you think do you read less today, or do you still read the same amount, you would say, or what?
I read when I can. You know, I have a busy life between work and home, and I just don't have the same enthusiasm for reading that I did. I just get it in where I can. It doesn't excite me as much as it used to, or keep me, things like that.
And you still read, paperback, like physical books, or do you use the internet, or how do you usually read nowadays?
Nowadays I read online, or either I use my Kindle through Amazon. Sometimes I use textbooks and things that I've had to use. I use the hard copy, but mainly on Kindle.
Mm-hmm. So basically it's mainly just through the internet is what you're saying.
Correct. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, with that being said, do you think that people are reading less in a big part because of the internet? Or is it just that people don't seem to want to go to bookstores anymore?
I think part of it is that the internet is easier. It's not as time consuming as far as, you know, having to drive there, find your book. Kids or people in general, teenagers, college students, it's just easier to get it off the internet. Cheaper and easier.
Do you think that is good, or is it bad that bookstores are slowly diminishing because of the internet?
I think it's a bad thing, because just like any printed material these days, magazines, newspapers, people are losing out. I guess maybe it's my generation. It's a shame that people don't visit bookstores more, because they are a wonderful place. There's nothing like a bookstore. There's so many things to read compared to the internet. I don't know how to explain it very well, but I'd still love to go to a bookstore. I just don't take the time to go. And I think the internet has created that.
Okay.
Created that.
And do you think that will continue to grow, that the internet will continue to grow, and eventually people will just stop reading physical copies of books and only use the internet to get their information?
No, I don't think it'll be for everyone. Maybe after I'm gone, or the older generation from, people still love to go to the bookstore. My mom, she's an avid reader, like I said before, and she will not read online, and, you know, only things she has to, but she will not read a book online. She just says it's not the same. She has to have that book in her hand, and I don't know if it's the smell of the book, just the feel of the book, but I hope it doesn't go out, because there's nothing like a good book, and reading it online or on a Kindle is just not the same.
Definitely. That's a big thing in a lot of people's lives, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you think bookstores will be in the future? Do you maybe think they'll offer more than just books there? Do you think it'll be a lot of maybe buying a digital download copy, reading on tablets or something? Or how do you think bookstores will be, I guess,
kept alive, maybe?
Managed, I would say. Managed in the future.
Well, I think they're going to just do the things they can do to draw people into the bookstores. They have, I guess they could, like they are doing already, is have Starbucks in Barnes & Noble because a lot of people like to go in and talk about books and just a nice place to meet. I don't know. They could do – there's other marketing things I believe they could do to try to get customers to come in. Just like everybody else that's trying to sell something, and it's terrible to say, but they're going to do what they can do to get the customers in there.
Definitely. And do you think that there could be something that they could do that would draw you into the bookstores in the future, or do you think you're pretty set on staying at home on the internet and not making that drive?
Well, if something comes closer, if there's something right down the street, I would be there. I mean, I'd just driving way out from where I live. And I may be wrong. People that live closer to bookstores, it may be swamped. I don't know, but just for myself, if there was one right down the street, I would definitely go in there. Definitely. But
okay.
Maybe they could lower prices. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think that future generations will think the same way? Like, they don't feel a need to really go to the bookstore just to read for enjoyment when they can stay at home and not have to make that drive when they can read online and not have to take the added effort to get to the bookstore? Or do you think people will start to go to bookstores more in the future somehow?
I think that people that are already avid readers or enjoy reading in bookstores or buying books from stores will continue to go. And I think it's also, it's just my opinion that parental guidance in that area could also help kids, future generations, go back to bookstores or continue to go to bookstores.
That's a decent answer.
I agree.
So just in general, what are your thoughts about technology? Do you think it was it's been a good thing, it's been a bad thing? On the aspect of bookstores and how they're diminishing, do you think it's going to be good? Has it been good? And will it be bad, or is it already bad?
I think the internet, I don't know if bad is the word for it. I think it's helped some people, especially students, maybe to help them with research quicker than having to use. I still have a whole set of Britannica encyclopedias in my house that have never been touched by my son and me either for years. So the internet helps to do things like, you know, find that kind of information within seconds. So I think, I don't know, there's still, to me, put your hands on it, research is, or just read it instead of just finding it and on the internet is better.
So you think it's had a positive impact?
Both. I think it's,
okay.
I mean, it's easier and quicker to use the internet, but sometimes I just really think people need to put their hands on a book and actually look up things or find out what they need to know or just read a good book.
Correct. But do you think, what I'm trying to ask, I guess, is the culture of bookstores and just people in general going to these bookstores just to read, do you think that since the internet has had the impact of these bookstores going away and people not doing it, not having this culture as much anymore, do you think that's a bad thing, or do you think it's just something, do you think that's just life and that's just what was bound to happen in the end?
I pretty much think that's what's going to happen in the end because people's lives are so busy and people just don't want to take the time to go to the bookstore and spend the money, and they just don't want to do it. The internet makes it easy, and today's society, the easier and quicker, the better.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.